Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back. Episode 16. Moving right along here. So, good morning, everybody. It's early here on a Saturday morning. And I have had a great week this week. And I am going to share it with you and share my experiences. Zero carbon this week. Probably going to be a pretty quick one. I've been working my butt off. And my only free time for me is on the weekends, so I'm going to have to get out there and get myself some firewood for the next week, and got some chores to do, and might go for a boat ride, might go do a sea trial on one of the new boats we built this last couple weeks, so see how the day goes, but I'm going to get this out of the way and check in with all you guys. So as always, you guys, thank you so much for your comments and following along. I just really appreciate it. And I'm continuing to just have this wonderful experience of still feeling like I'm learning, still feeling like I'm growing, still feeling like there's a long way to go, I guess, and that I'm still progressing. So really enjoying that. And I'm doing this in the morning these days. I'm really scattered, I guess, when I get started. So give me a little time. I'll get warmed up here. But what I'm trying to say is that, one of my experiences when I started sharing this, I knew I wanted to share my story. I knew I had to and get it out. And man, I'm finding that this is just so valuable, you guys. I mean, from the very get-go, the first few episodes I shared, I've made a lot of personal growth. Thanks to all you guys, your support. Thanks to me getting it out and, finally having the courage and wherewithal to tell my whole story and from my perspective and really, get it out of my brain, I guess, and share it with you guys. And sharing has been really valuable to me. And while I don't have a theme this week, I do want to just touch on how incredibly profound that has been for me, and to encourage everyone here to talk about, what you're going through and share it if it helps you. I guess maybe it's just me, but it's been wonderful. Anyways, you guys are a big part of that, so thank you so very much. I really appreciate it, as always. And even though I haven't had time to interact a lot online, your comments just make my day every time. So thank you so much, everyone who leaves a comment. It's just the support and the venue here, just this ability to tell my story has been invaluable to me. So thank you. Thank you very much, you guys. I really appreciate it. So this week has been awesome. I mean, it has been a wonderful week. I have been going so hard at work, and it's pretty incredible. I talked about it quite a bit last week, so I won't go too deep into it, but I'm working on that big boat. It's really overwhelming mentally. Could be overwhelming. The systems are intense. There's a ton of wire on there. It just keeps coming. New wires every day, new systems. Someone adds the pump or adds this or that. And I am loving it. And I got to tell you guys, my experience at work is so dramatically different thanks to my new physiology, thanks to zero carb. It's unbelievable. From a mental standpoint, and Jim, Beating Obesity, Jim, you touched on this in a comment and also in many of your episodes, but I'm finding, as Jim has and other zero carbers, people who've gone zero carb, I'm finding my mental stability and my mental capacity dramatically different than it used to be. It's profound. I mean, I can very easily recognize that my mood is stable. I'm not getting flustered in the boat. I'm not getting overwhelmed when a new wire comes and someone adds a pump that I didn't hear about. I still kind of say, where are we going to get power for that? How you guys didn't plan for this? But my attitude is great, and I just continue to be able to dig in and keep pushing no matter what. I haven't really hit the wall and gone, oh, I just got to leave this for tomorrow, or my attitude stinks this afternoon, I should take a break. It just hasn't happened. It's been incredible. So the mental part of that has been unbelievable for me. It's so profoundly different than it was before. And in addition to that, the physical aspect, you guys, I am capable of so much work these days. It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is amazing. So I've been waking up at 4 about, and I do a workout. And I had to strip my workout down quite a bit. I didn't have to, but I chose to. You know, I talked about that last week, saving both some energy for the boat and not pushing myself so hard. You know, I don't have any time, so I'm trying not to squeeze any more out of myself so that I can sustain this level of output for the next few months. This is a big boat. There's a matching one right behind it that will probably end up on my shoulders. We'll see. They're hiring some employees, so maybe they'll kick me, the contractor, out after too long. But I know everything about this boat, and usually when that happens, you end up having to do the next one too. So I might be in there for the next 3 months or so, which would be great for me. I'd really like it, but it's a hard pull. So, and I'll tell you why, is because like I said, I get up at 4, I do a little workout, and I get my stuff together, and I head into work. And it takes me about a half hour to get to this shop. It's a little farther away. So I leave here about 5, quarter after 5, somewhere in there to 5:30. And I've been getting there pretty much right at 6 every day. And it's great. You know, the shop doesn't officially open till 8, so I get in there at 6. So I have a couple hours of quiet time. They got someone opening up. And a couple guys might roll in during my time, but I'm usually the first one there. And I get a couple hours of good quiet work, planning and organizing and getting my day lined out before some of the other guys show up. There's some younger wiring guys that are kind of apprenticing and some other helpers on the job. And so I like to have my plan made for the day before everyone rolls in. So I get my work going in the morning, and then amazingly enough, and I'm not doing this on purpose, but the guys, you know, they take their paid 15-minute breaks at 10:30 and 2:30, and they take their half-hour lunch. And in the old days, I would usually maybe follow along with those, eat my Quest bar or, you know, go have lunch or whatever. And as I've started this work schedule, you know, I've been bringing lunch. I've been bringing my hamburgers with me. But I kind of just stopping for lunch. And the other day I worked all the way through, and you know, I worked till about 4. They close at 4:30. Sometimes I stay all the way till they do. Sometimes I'm out of there by 4. But I've been working all the way to 4 or 4:30 without a break. I mean, without any break at all. And it's unreal. My energy just stays high. I'm able to push through. And so this week I've been bringing my lunch, but on Wednesday, I think I forgot to eat and I didn't even bother to take a break. And then Thursday, I did the same thing, and I got home in the afternoon and realized I hadn't even brought my lunch. I'd totally forgotten it and I didn't even realize it, which was pretty cool. And so then Friday, yesterday, I just didn't even bother to bring it and I didn't miss it. So I've been doing one meal a day, and not on purpose, but it just sort of naturally fell into that. And it's been feeling great. And my work capacity, like I said, my ability to push through and keep going has been through the roof. So that's been really rewarding, really profound, and something that, you know, is very exciting for me to be capable of so much work after spending a few years here really fatigued and really only able to do short bursts and small amounts of work. So that's got me feeling really good, you guys, and really stoked on Zero Carb. So some other stuff. I told you my friend at the other boat shop was trying Zero Carb for a month. So I talked to him this week and just kind of checked in. I'm not working with him this week, although we may go for a boat ride today on the boat we built over the last month. And checked in with him, and he looks amazing. I mean, he looks like he's 10 years younger. His face has lost a lot of weight. He was saying everyone's telling him he's too skinny, and he's starting to gain some weight now. And so he's really stoked on how he's performing. He says he's feeling great and enjoying the process. So I don't have a lot of details about him other than just currently, you know, he's past 30 days now, and that's a success. So that makes me really happy. And then working in the big boat shop, you know, I'm hanging out with a bunch of young guys. And one of the really fun interactions I've been having is one of the fellows in the shop, well, two of them, there's two vegans there that I know of. And one of them works in the engineering department, and we've had some nice conversations. I think I talked about him before. But there's another guy who's in the boat now who's doing cabinets and finishing and stuff. And he's been in the boat with me this last week. And I've been going into the finishing shop and getting parts and things. And we've had some awesome conversations. He's a really intelligent man. He's a really, really, he's got a great sense of humor and a really sharp wit. And so I really enjoy him. And it's been really fun for me. First of all, he's really astute. And so, we can talk about environmental aspects and things like that without getting upset with each other and balancing each other's points. And I really enjoy his point of view. He's not parroting the talking points of the propaganda, but I mean a little bit, like we all are. I do too. But both he and I have the ability to see the propaganda, as it were, for what it is, and have some real nice, even like, conversations as equals. And I really enjoy that. But one of the parts I'm really enjoying isn't our conversations, but it's the friendly ribbing and rivalry, and it's mostly going one way. And that's really fun for me, and I don't know why. I mean, I can kind of comment on why I'm enjoying it, but it's really fun for me. So I walk into the shop, and he instantly yells out, "Ah, defacer," which I thought was really funny. Using that term as a blanket term for me defacing the environment as well as my victims of my cruel way of eating. But so every time we sort of cross paths, I get sort of berated, and some of the other guys in the shop are kind of picking up on it, and it's fun. I'm sort of enjoying it. It's neat to be, I guess, so unique that I stand out and that it's worth commenting on. And I think it's really neat for him because, of course, this is a rough and tumble shop. It's all welders and pipe fitters, and I mean, everyone's pretty rough. We got a whole lot of lifted big trucks that make a bunch of smoke when they leave. Pretty much everyone burns out when they take off out of there after their couple beers in the parking lot with the boys. I mean, it's, I live out here in the country, and yeah, we got some good old boys here. And so, I think that that he has gets endless grief from the boys for being vegan. And so I get to give him a little, I get to be the next guy down the chain. So I really enjoy that. Anytime, like, looking on Reddit or something, and vegetarians or vegans pop up, and my brother and sister, knowing that, their experiences. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is, when you communicate with people who have that way of eating, one of the common themes for them is one of having, to be strong, because they go to restaurants and they go out to eat and they feel persecuted, or people, pick on their choices, or feel the need to comment on their food choices and things like that. And so, they're very used to being not persecuted, but as it were, due to their lifestyle and choices. And I've maintained since I've been ZC that the only, we're the only ones lower on the chain, or who get it worse, because we get it from all sides, right? Like, your family, who is meat eaters, still doesn't believe in this, and of course the vegans and vegetarians definitely don't. So at any rate, it's been really fun. I don't know, I definitely can take it. I definitely give it back a little bit when I'm like, "I can see your B12 deficiency from here," and he's like, "Ah, oh, your colon stinks," and I don't know, we just rip on each other using the standard beliefs, held by the opposing viewpoints of, yeah, you get it. Anyways, it's really fun. I've been getting a lot out of, enjoyment out of it, and yeah, it's cool. It really, makes me feel less weird, I guess. Like, when you start, you're like, "Oh boy, I'm gonna go out there and can't talk to anybody, and I'm just so strange, I'm an alien." And in reality, I just have my own thing, just like we all do, and I can handle a little ribbing, and it's pretty cool. And so, yeah, he talks about, yells about around the shop, and then, some of the good old boys and stuff are like, "Whoa, carnivore, huh? Cool. And how do you do that? You just fry up a big chunk of meat?" And yeah, so everyone's curious, and it's really neat. And I told you about My coworker in there, the other electrician, who's type one, we've had some great conversations. He's looking at giving it a try in the coming months here as he eases in. He's in the honeymoon stage of type one. He was just diagnosed. He's not on insulin yet, so he's, working out his program. But it's been great to be in there, you guys, being there and sharing my experience. Again, going back to one of my earlier episodes, leading by example, I believe that my health and fitness and capacity is undeniable, and I think it's obvious and visible to those around me, and it shows. I hadn't heard much prior to late this week. I just was in there digging in, and honestly, sometimes I think I told you I feel a little bit like an imposter when I do these jobs. I didn't get there through any traditional means. I just sort of have jumped around from job to job doing things I'm skilled at and found this trade that I'm quite capable at and I feel like I'm good at and I've come a long way in it. But one of the nice things being in that shop is everyone works hard and we all kind of, give each other attaboys, but I'm in there digging away thinking, "Oh, I hope I'm doing good enough for these guys." And one of the fellas came in from the engineering department the other day to take some measurements and stuff, and he said, "Hey, everyone is talking about how you are killing this boat right now. People are blown away." So apparently, I'm making an impact out there, and I kind of knew it because I get in there and go fast, and I do good work. But apparently, it's not going unnoticed, and I think it's being noticed by the people who really matter. So that felt really good. And I think one of the big things is that, like I said, I get in there early and I go hard and I go all day. And I think some of the guys who have come before me doing what I do have a history of, you can lay under the dash and you can zip tie your arms up there and then you can just kind of fall asleep and no one will know what you're doing. That's an electrician joke. But for the most part, it's hard for people to see your progress. A lot of people don't understand most of the process. It doesn't always look like there's a lot of progress when there is. And so in my case, they're being able to clearly see progress. And I am really, really, really thankful for, well, one that he told me, but mostly for my ability. And I give a lot of that to zero carb and to my current health. I'm able to, like I said, just get in there and push so hard and do so much work. My brain stays clear and my body stays moving. And yeah, it feels great, you guys. So I am so excited about my progress and how I'm feeling. And so thankful again to have found this way of eating and to have regained my health and regained my strength and gotten back to being, someone who I like and who, I'm impressed with my abilities again myself. So it's been great. So let's talk about food and my guts, since that's usually my biggest thing to talk about. And I do. I had, some more clarity this week, and I talked about it last week. I had been eating the eggs, and I had dropped them just as I was beginning last week's episode. I was just kind of a few days into dropping them and starting to feel better. It's pretty obvious to me now, you guys. This week was profoundly different than the last few. I got right back down to being basically firm, not entirely, but I'm definitely not normal. But I have been having bowel movements once a day in the morning, regular as clockwork. Pretty firm, no discomfort. And when I was eating the eggs, I was having a little bit of urgency, and I was having gas during the day and some discomfort, and it all went away. So I have mixed feelings. Mostly, I don't really miss foods that I cut out anymore. It seems like that doesn't matter to me any longer. That part of my brain is different. But so I'm not upset that I don't get to eat eggs, but I have chickens. I raise chickens, and they're an important part of my overall system. One of my, many systems here. They help me. I move them around, so they mow the lawn and they keep the bugs down, and they, reinvigorate or integrate the manure from the cows and sheep back into the soil, and they do a lot of good. And now I have. My fridge is filling up with eggs, which, like I say, I'm going to bring to my friends in the boat work world, and they are very appreciative. But Now I'm thinking, geez, maybe I am going to not raise chickens anymore. And that's okay. I'll look forward to a little break from that. But yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. It's a little bit sad if that's what I end up doing. Not sad, but just a change from one of my long time pastimes. I've had chickens for 20 years consistently or so. So they're part of my life, whatever. So we'll see if I continue with them, but I'm going to try and eat eggs probably again here, maybe this coming week, and just verify. But I'm pretty sure they were messing me up. So yeah, that's interesting for me to discover that, yep, eggs are probably off the menu. So actually, it's really interesting to me to find out that now that I have such a clean slate, that I can find out that they've been a problem for me. And I'm very thankful to have made that discovery because I do think that that could have been a compounding, factor in other stuff I've eaten over the past. So I will, go back and revisit some other things and see how I go. So anyways, that's been really, really interesting to learn and profound for me, and I'm feeling great. I've been eating just my ground beef for the most part. They've got the rib roasts for Easter on sale for $5 a pound, so I might go buy a little bit of rib roast and cut it into some steaks over the weekend here. We'll see, but for the most part, I'm just sticking to my ground beef, and it's been great for me. So yeah, guys, that's pretty much my week. That's my digestion, and I'm loving reading about your guys' experiences and your comments. I'm seeing a lot of folks who are starting up or new to ZC and are starting to experience some of the same things, and that makes me feel really good. You guys to have maybe been a part of it, or just to be here to offer you some support and a window into what things look like down the road. So some of my biggest takeaways are going to be some of the same ones I always say, which is give it time. Mainly the if there's anything you can learn from me, one of the things I think is just this progression from starting, trying lots of different foods, wanting variety, learning what works for you and what doesn't, and eventually getting to the point where mentally you're in a place where the cravings really go away and the desire for variety really goes away and the spices sort of start to fall by the wayside and you really start to not desire any of the those amenities and just sort of get back to focusing on really pure nutrition. I guess that's what it is. I guess my body's just saying, I just need the beef and just give me that. That's all I, require. I don't know. That's my theory. But for whatever reason, I'm not craving flavors and the store holds no power over, the ice cream aisle has no power over me anymore. And it's interesting. My brain just doesn't even recognize, any of those things, and I don't have any of those cravings or desires. So that, and that's still changing as I move in, farther into this program as I move along here. So it's been great. It's been really, really, really interesting to witness, and I do talk about it, like with the vegan at work and stuff. And whenever I talk about it, I feel like it's something that's very difficult to convey in words, and you just have to experience. But you've heard it from a lot of us. Believe it really happens. You just get to that zero carbs zen, and you just everything kind of falls into place and becomes real easy. So it has been wonderful, you guys. So, Easter weekend, hope you guys have a wonderful weekend with your family, if that's what you're celebrating. If it's just a regular spring weekend, hopefully the flowers are blooming where you are, and it's turning into spring. We're still stuck in a little bit of a cold snap here. It's in the 30s, and it's been that way all week. I've been cold at work, but it's starting to warm up, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm starting to see some daffodils around here. And my family is getting together for Easter, and I'm not able to get there in my little electric car. So I will just share my time here with you guys, and I'll talk to them on the phone, and gonna enjoy my weekend and give thanks for all of my blessings, and continue to just be incredibly grateful for this opportunity, this knowledge, all the people who shared with me and with all of us so that I could learn this and get me here, and for my health and strength, and just how blessed I am to get to be here and be fit and able to do the things I want to do. So much gratitude for all of you, much gratitude for everything as always, and I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I'm going to keep it short, like I said, and I'm going to work on some themes and stuff, but I got to be honest, it's going to probably, as I work my way through these boats, I'm going to probably have a few months here, just some basic check-ins I'm doing 50 hours a week at least. It'll probably be more. I might go to San Diego surfing next week. That's still on the docket. So if that happens, I may not get to do an episode next weekend. We'll see. But yeah, I'm going to be busy. I'm going to keep sharing with you guys, and we'll see how things go. And then as we roll into summer, hopefully I'll get more time to start making some more exciting videos and share more with some themes and stuff like that. But as always, there's my journal for the week. Thank you guys again, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week. And let me know how you're doing, and let me know what I can share with you. And thanks, as always, for following along and all your support. And I will see you next week. Okay, see you guys.